This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Both houses of the U.S. Congress convened, but only for a few minutes Thursday. It looks like a partial shutdown of the U.S. government will continue after lawmakers were told to expect no votes this week. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
The president's pushing Democrats to give in to his demands for money to build a border wall he says the nation desperately needs. He says they should know the shutdown is affecting their supporters, tweeting, "Do the Dems realize that most of the people not getting paid are Democrats?" That drew a sharp response from Democratic Senator Mark Warner, the Intelligence Committee's vice chairman, who says the comments are outrageous. Warner tweets, "Federal employees don't go to work wearing red or blue jerseys. They're public servants." He adds the president's treating them like poker chips at one of his failed casinos. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Despite the government shutdown, U.S. consumer confidence for the long term appears to be on the upsurge. The conference board said that the numbers tumbled this month as Americans began to worry about economic growth next year, but they are still high by historic standards. Ben Thomas of AP has details.
The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index measures consumers' assessment of current economic conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months. After hitting an 18-year high of 137.9 in October, it backed off a little in November and dropped another 8 points this month to 128.1. There have been some dramatic swings and heavy losses in the stock market this month. Global growth is slowing, while the Federal Reserve has been slowly raising interest rates. Nonetheless, with economic growth clocking in at a 3.4% annual rate in the third quarter and unemployment at just 3.7%, consumer spirits can still be considered upbeat.
AP's Ben Thomas. This is